Greetings once again, brothers and sisters, and all who listen, wherever you may be. This is James Glory, Yorkshire in the United Kingdom, with a small message for you. I have just had something great happen to me. I've entitled this boo, A Very Special Bag of Clothes, and you will see why. I have some neighbours with whom I get on very well. They are in their 70s now, and their son and their daughter live away. One is in Canada and the other in Australia, respectively. And they were looking through their loft and they found some things. And anyway, I was outside just hanging out, some washing, you know, doing the things you do on a day-to-day basis in between, you know, blog work, etc., etc. And I heard this, James. And I looked round and it was the lady mentioned, the neighbour, and she said, James, I don't mean to offend you. And I looked, and in her hand, she had this big white bag. And it looked like one of the bags that you put stuff in to give to charities. And she said, I don't mean to offend you, but I'm wondering if any of these would fit you. Now, let me just stop you there. I had only just earlier been saying, Lord, I'm going to have to get some new clothes. And I live by faith, guys, all you are listening, do you know. And the Lord provides as he wills, you know, and with people's blessings and with the work I may do, writing sermons or other things, you know. It's a way of earning money, as we do, you know. And anyway, I said, of course not, I'm not offended. I shall have a look. And she says, well, because my son, and she started to tell me how she missed her son. Do you know, and how he's the same size as me, etc. And, you know, I saw the delight in her eyes to give me stuff. Now, and stuff is a biblical word, by the way. I just want to bring you a couple of scriptures that really magnify what I'm going to try and say here. It says in 2 Corinthians 9:7, every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give. Not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. You know, as you purpose in your heart, as you will, not because you have to, grudgingly, or as necessity because other people are perhaps, or it's the right thing to do, but just giving of a cheerful heart. And she did that, and the look in her eyes, I'm getting a bit choked up, but the look in her eyes, it was very important to her how I received this bag of clothes. And so, of course, me being me, I was already aware of this, but I was already aware of the answered prayer from just before, thinking about getting new clothes. So I came back in the house and I said, listen, I will go back and look, and I'll get back to what I said to her. But I went back and looked, and fantastic, there was some, you know, there was a couple of very nice shirts which fit me, and a couple of very nice pairs of jeans, very good, and actually designer ones, do you know, but and some other stuff. And instantly I thought of a friend who could use them, because these things were, they looked as if they'd never been worn. To be honest, if I had taken out my credit card and gone to some major shops, the clothes in that bag would have cost £400 or £500. I'll say that again. The clothes in that bag I had just been given would have cost £400 or £500. Praise the Lord. In Acts 20:35, it says, it is more blessed to give than receive. How do we receive? Today, if someone had given you those things, would your pride have been activated and you said, oh, I don't need clothes. I don't want no hand-me-downs from anybody. Thanks very much, but no thanks. Would you have felt a sense of shame thinking, they must think I'm a tramp. They think I've got no clothes. Is it the way I dress? Or would you, as I did, praise God, not that I'm anything, but as I did, recognised the need of that lady and her husband to give, because in her giving to me, it was almost as if she was reaching out to her son. It was some way of her embracing her son at that moment. Her son is, as I said, a long way away on the other side of the world. And for that moment, when I reached out and our hands both held that bag at the same time at the exchange, indeed, it was as if a link had been made from one side of the world to the other, and I was well aware of this. Today, will you be well aware that it is more blessed indeed to give than receive. But is it more of a blessing to the giver in our eyes as we receive? You see, heads is tails sometimes in the kingdom of God. How strange that it can be a more of a blessing to the giver in our eyes, as by giving we are receiving, if you follow what I mean. It is indeed blessed to give, and maybe more blessed to give than receive, as the scripture says. And indeed God loveth cheerful giver. But at that moment, by my receiving, I was giving her. Heads is tails in the kingdom of God, as I've said sometimes. And in doing that, I gave her. So today, don't be so quick not to receive a gift of someone. Don't let your pride or your shame, your ego get in the way, because you may just be giving something that is a far greater value than the gift that is being placed in your hand. And just to see the look in her eyes when I received that, they must have worried, oh, I hope we don't offend James. They know me well, they know I wouldn't be, but still that's the way we are. We don't want to offend, do we? Especially not our neighbours and things like that. And I just think it's wonderful that, A, I could have prayed just before, okay? B, she's done that. And C, and then it's turned round, and in her giving me, the Lord has blessed her. Hallelujah. Now, also, it tells us here, in Matthew 6:31-33, it says, therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Hallelujah. I ask you, the three steps there again. Number one, I prayed. Number two, she gave me those things. And number three, I've received and she has received. She's been blessed by giving. And in me receiving, I've been blessed and given her a blessing. This is incredible. I don't actually have the words, for once, to explain what I'm trying to say. But I hope that I've succinctly put it across, because that is indeed a marvellous thing. And for me, having prayed, being a Bible believer, being a born-again Christian who trusts in the provision of our God, it tells us in Philippians 4:19, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. If today you are in need, don't be afraid. Do ask the Lord God to provide. But when someone knocks at your door, don't be so proud as to pick and choose whom you receive the gift of, because that is the height of arrogance. It is a shameful pride. Don't ask God to provide and then refuse to receive from the people who bring it. Take what is given, and in turn, you will be blessing the giver. Hallelujah. I know that's quite a convoluted little message there, but what a very special bag of clothes that is. And what a very, very, very special God we have who provides for his children. This is James Glory with a very special bag of clothes. Yorkshire and the United Kingdom blessing you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.